Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by...
I am the spark before the fire, from winter's cold I do inspire. I am the promise of the spring, I am the tiniest of flames. A dancing fire upon the snow, in darkest night a mighty glow. I circle toward the coming spring, I am a life awakening. Midwinter slumber I do shake, I coax the seed and bulb to wake, I pull them slowly from their dreams, I am the maiden of the flame. Protecting all at time of birth, in love and safety draw them forth, I wrap all newborns in my light, I am the maiden dressed in white. I am the spark before the fire, from winter's cold I do inspire. I am the promise of the spring, I am the tiniest of flames. A dancing fire upon the snow, in darkest night a mighty glow. I circle toward the coming spring, I am a life awakening. Midwinter slumber I do shake, I coax the seed and bulb to wake, I pull them slowly from their dreams, I am the maiden of the flame. Protecting all at time of birth, in love and safety draw them forth, I wrap all newborns in my light, I am the maiden dressed in white. I am the spark before the fire, from winter's cold I do inspire. I am the promise of the spring, I am the tiniest of flames. A dancing fire upon the snow, in darkest night a mighty glow. I circle toward the coming spring, I am a life awakening. Midwinter slumber I do shake, I coax the seed and bulb to wake, I pull them slowly from their dreams, I am the maiden of the flame. Protecting all at time of birth, in love and safety draw them forth, I wrap all newborns in my light, I am the maiden dressed in white. I am the spark before the fire, from winter's cold I do inspire. I am the promise of the spring, I am the tiniest of flames.
Welcome to Grilling Deep Waters. I'm your host, Reverend Stephanie Leon Neal. Glad you're here with me tonight. Now, since it is the new year, I thought it would be fun and appropriate to read everyone's tarot for the coming year, except with a little twist. I will address each card via the astrology signs. And in general, there are four types of astrology signs, the Western and the Vedic, Chinese and Mayan. And you're going to hear a tarot reading using the Western signs, of course. Now, the influences of the planets you are born under are not just the second and place you were born onto this earth. And your astrological sign is not just inside 1 month, but 2 months. And you are influenced by the moon, our sun, and earth, as well as, well, because we live with all of them and live upon one of them. Essentially, everyone is everything. Thus, you are not only your birth sign, you are all astrology signs, or at least celebrating all living on planet Earth. And keeping that in mind, consider receiving information from the tarot cards for all the astrological signs. This tarot reading is about how each astrological sign will approach this new year. Now I'm going to be shuffling the card, so give me a moment here. And I will be drawing 13 cards, so let me do that now. All right. So basically, I drew one card, which will be the first card, and that will represent the entire year in general terms, the general energies. And then, 12 more representing each astrological sign. Spread these out so that I can see them better. Okay. So there are several types of tarot card readings. One can focus on how you are going to approach your future and decide what is your focus or what you are going to accomplish or what you are going to nurture or protect or organize. Other readings can be deciding to live life as an explorer or studying something new or taking action or laying back and just being a witness to others' actions or moving into leadership or deciding to be a follower for a bit or learning a new skill or improving on an old skill learned years ago. So in other words, as I read each tarot card, my focus will be on one focus, and that is the approach for that particular sign, for that particular, month, even though each sign has 2 months. So, my first card is, it's the Major Arcana card, the Tower. A major change will take place this year due to, arrogance and greed by others in the year of revolution to break through harmful belief systems which hold the masses from living their lives in freedom and peaceful existence. In the end, there will be triumph. There will be a beginning of a collapse of old oppressive belief systems and outdated dogmas. This change will seem sudden. However, it has been building up for hundreds and maybe even thousands of years, these attitudes. So that's the general climate we will be living for this coming year. Now we move to the first card that's going to be addressing each astrological sign in lieu of this is what we have to triumph, because the first card clearly indicates this is what we will do. We will triumph over this will as human beings and the masses rising up and speaking against things that were oppressive in general terms. All right, so the next card is, we start off with Aquarius. Now Aquarius represents January 20th through February 18th, and the element is air. This card is the Lover's card. So, Aquarius people will be exploring, exploration will lead you to a deeper love that can be utilized as an effective tool, creating transformational powers you have long desired with your relationships and family. By expanding experiences, you see benefits that encourage mutual understanding for all who are close to you, and crystallizing a happy outcome with a union of opposites after a few struggles, though. So the approach is be brave in all your efforts. Now moving to Pisces, represented by February 19th through March 20th, and the element is water. And this card is the Sun card. I see in this card a well-deserved time for rejuvenation. Rejuvenation will be your life this year. You will decide what project or interests you will enjoy working on for the benefit of others as a gift to your community. And the universe will always bless you. You know, well, you understand what it means to be present in the moment and enjoying the pleasures of the earth, of nature, and all she holds. Your approach is learning through joyous play. Now we move to Aries, March 21st through April 19th. The element is fire. And this card is the Seven of Wands. This card depicts in the coming year, you will identify and quiet naysayers through creative thinking, which paves the way to a new positive stage of life. The evolved within this sign displays courage to take a stand. Not all individuals that call you friend have your best interest at heart. However, it is you who experiences victory if you are of good principles, and you are. A walk through life with openness to new ideas is your approach, and determination is your middle name. Now we move to Taurus, which is April 20th through May 20th, the element of the earth. This card is the Hierophant. This year you will stand in your deity-given authority, protecting the benefits of tradition as a keeper of structured religious knowledge. It is now time to enter initiation based in well-tested, established, a path. Consider moving out into the world to share your ideals. The Hierophant is saying hierarchy is based on morality and humbleness, and this has a font of benefits and security if the hierarchy is operating in this manner. And then we move on to Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, and the element is air. And this card is the Queen of Cups. And this card is saying to the Corinth coming year is filled with open-ended imagination, filled with compassion for others' dreams. You generously lift others up to help them claim their goals in life. You are a well-read and well-traveled, a cultured person who brings wisdom into every conversation. Well, an avid, honest believer in fair play. You are genuine and just in all your actions. We move to Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, and the element is water. This card is the Six of Pentacles, and it says that a long, unresolved difficulty is finally resolved this year. By giving to others opens opportunities for you and your relief. Not giving to receive, but to give to help others, expecting nothing in return, opens the law of three for you and those close to you. You will help a talented individual be seen and appreciated. You will shine a light on those producing much effort for a good cause, all in a gentle balance. Now we move to Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, and the element is fire. This card is the High Priestess. You will approach every situation with insight and inspiration, receiving information with an open mind, with no harsh judgments. You are, well, an intellectual, and you're a multifaceted individual that lives near creative or scientific sources. You do not live for money or many relationships. Thus, sometimes you may appear distant from others. However, your best work is as a counselor. And you are, well, a force of nature, and you know it. You are not interested in followers, yet many listen whenever you speak. You will utilize your foresight to transmute energy by living life by example, and your approach. Well, may the creative force be with you is all I can think of when I see this card. Now we move to Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, and the element is Earth. And this card is the Judgment card, and it says, walk fearlessly into a new life, bravely seeing with new eyes. Well, to experience new perceptions, it is time to wake up with full throttle enthusiasm. There are many unexplored living things and philosophies in life still to be discovered. Invite others to take this journey with you. It is time to rise up and step away from entombed, unchallenged propaganda and outworn, limited expectations. You see, you have the courage to remove yourself from limitations through, Well, one way is self-evaluation. And your approach is your vision can see beyond the vast horizon. Now we move to Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. The element is air. In this card, we have the King of Wands. This man started with nothing in life to rise to a success he designed for himself with his own definition. Riches and fame may not interest him, yet his achievements bring him a warm home, a loving family, and good friends. He will study and honor those in his life, approaching solutions with an artistic force. He lives life well because he knows from where he gains his strength. In the still small moments of a good life, make no mistake, he is a determined, strong man. He knows how to start from nothing. And now we move to Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, and the element is water. And the card we drew from the tarot deck is the Page of Wands. And this shows a methodical approach when working on big projects. In fact, it's your forte. Your commitment is second to none. And expect the arrival of a positive, productive cycle in this year. You understand and implement inspirational ideas and set them in motion for the future. You are careful producing a multifaceted venture, utilizing global sources, though carefully selects friends and business partners. You are a true diplomat, not interested in credit, only growth. Most individuals instinctively are aware you can see under the seemingly quiet currents. Being a true confidant is rare and a honorable trait in this sign. Among other signs, hold this trait. Then we moved to Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, and the element is fire. And the card I drew is the Star card. Now this card holds, I would say, inspiration and the hope for complete freedom and peace. Star is indicating the first signs of a new life forming and taking root and releasing, new patterns after our hands are clean of old, useless patterns serving no one. See, you realize it is you who is the quickening and the star, empowering every focused thought, lighting your far-seeing. You no room for resignation or turning back from trials. Only forward movement is employed to usher in, your grace upon humanity and all the stars above and beneath us. through sometimes tears, you see a new dawn is here. Your approaches draw your strength from your own enlightened ideas. Now we move to Capricorn, which is December 22nd through January 19th, and the element is Earth. This card, Temperance, sometimes called the Art card, which says, our manifestations follow action, which follow artistic thought, pulling everything from one world to another world. Your approach this year is temperance, obviously, and moderation in life. When entering flaming drama, choose a peaceful calm to eradicate the flames. Patience is yet another approach to eliminating out-of-control passions. And setting up clear boundaries is also healthy, so that the two opposites or two worlds may coincide and even thrive. You understand the purpose of all this is transformation, of being a better person. Your life exhibits harmony and rest that others ache to discover. Allow all these energies to all these astrological signs and all these tarot cards wash over you as you honor all within your life. And though the first card was the Tower, we have seen here that every astrological sign is fully equipped and prepared for success. So, seeing through the eyes of each sign and each pair of each month, this is all yours. Until next time, blessed it be.
She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is crone. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is crone. She stirs the cauldron of all knowledge. She is the bringer of death and rebirth. She stirs the cauldron of all knowledge. She is the bringer of death and rebirth. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is crone. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is grown in the darkness, time of silence. In the dream time, she sits and stirs. In the darkness, time of silence. In the dream time, she sits and stirs, sits and stirs. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is grown. She is teacher. guide. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is grown. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is grown. 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 At the crossroads with the cauldron.
Listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.